Mad Women, a Her Story of Advertising, by and with me, Christina Knight. To Tom and Oliver. Prologue. You know how the saying goes, you can read a book that changes your life. Well, I wrote a book that changed mine. A book that sprung 100% out of my own frustration, disappointment and anger around the fact that there were still so few women in the ad industry, especially in leading roles, and so few books on advertising written by women. I was perplexed by the fact that the ad industry was to a large extent still a boys' club, setting the norm and the culture for both agencies and the work being produced. And that the work itself presented images which were most often based on stereotypes and sexism, especially when representing women and what it means to be a girl and a woman. Despite the fact that women are the consumers, making up 85% of all consumer purchasing decisions. Mind-boggling. Of course, I hoped that the book would be read and perhaps even inspire a debate, a new awareness, a path to change. Little could I have imagined or even dreamed what Mad Women, a Her Story of Advertising, would bring. The timing was obviously spot on. What I had experienced during my then 27 years in advertising turned out to be anything but a unique experience. Once the stories of the 13 women in the book were told, so many more stories were shared, so many more voices were raised. In this edition, I have included a few more stories from women in other parts of the world, not included in the previous edition. I have done this because it continues to be vital to share new and different experiences and perspectives. Regardless of where we are from or where we work, it's striking how often our stories align, showing that our experiences are not unique or merely in our imagination. They are real. The power that comes out of that realization and what it enables in terms of rewriting history, bringing more people to the table and creating change is so forceful and promising that, yes, it not only changed my career but my entire life. Because of the book, I was invited to speak all over the world, and wherever I went, whether it was to Bogota in Colombia or to Bend in Oregon, to San Francisco, Berlin, Milan, London, Stockholm, or anywhere else in Europe, I was moved by meeting ad women who generously shared their stories. All over the world, women in advertising have experienced how they have been discriminated, held back, ridiculed, sexually harassed, and paid less. This is, of course, especially true for women of colour who have never had the privileges of white people. One of the strongest moments was when I walked out of the assembly hall after my speech at the El Dorado Festival in Bogota, Colombia, and a young woman came running up to me with tears in her eyes. She told me I, on stage, had told her story. I had expressed everything she had felt and experienced as a young art director, but never could voice. She hadn't dared put her hand up to ask me a question during the Q&A session, because she was surrounded by her male colleagues and knew that they would bother her forever if she spoke up about gender equality. We were both moved and in tears because we felt connected and empowered by each other's presence and stories. It's all those doors that opened and all those personal encounters all over the world that enabled me to say that Mad Women is the book that changed my life. It would be presumptuous of me to promise that it'll change yours too, but one thing I know for sure, it is by sharing our individual stories, by capturing and conveying the voices of women who have great stories to tell.